Welcome
to the podcast experiment.
Welcome to the podcast experiment. I'm Dave.
And I'm Vic.
And here we go.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
As much as you were giving me, and you were giving me a hard time, you're giving me a hard time now about this movie. Also, why is Diana Prince getting on a jet?
She's flying coach.
She's flying coach on a jet. And then she's listening. No one also does that, right? You listen to a live broadcast on a plane.
Yeah, and I don't even know if you could. You probably need like earbuds or something on an airplane. Yeah, totally. I don't know if there's speakers on those things.
Right.
But just continuing to make fun of the movie right up to the very end. like Superman takes Doomsday up into space.
Wait. Because I'm going to. The very first thing he does. First of all, Doomsday has this magical power of like exploding or something now, right? I don't even understand.
Like in
what
the movie?
That is. Yeah. He never had that. How best to describe it? And they're still giving people drink. It's just a mess. Miss Prince, like that's supposed to be a big thing. And again, if that was going to be, if we were going to say, oh, you know, this is a surprise.
If we're thinking it's Catwoman the whole movie and then they say Miss Prince, it's like, oh.
That would have been cool.
It's not Catwoman.
First thing Superman does is this. All right, well, go ahead.
Well, it makes sense. Superman takes him up into space, tries to take him out of the fight. The you know, General NORAD over here, whatever, they want to use the nuclear option.
Right. To do what?
So,
to kill, you know, Doomsday.
Yeah, Barack Obama doesn't want to do it. Whatever that actor's name is.
He's a general, but yeah.
If they ever make a movie and they need an actor to play Barack Obama,
what?
I would get that guy.
Oh, he's great.
So they take him and they launch a nuclear missile, nuclear warhead.
And it literally hits
Doomsday right in the chest. Like you see like a POV shot of the nuclear missile. And it hits Doomsday right in the chest. And then he falls to Earth. I don't know how many, like, you know, 100 miles. Crashes into Earth. And then later on, you see Batman fighting Doomsday. He's got like a little grenade launcher, you know. Like a nuclear missile hit him in the chest. Didn't do anything. Like Batman's got a grenade launcher. I mean, I know he's Batman. He's got to stay in the fight somehow. Like,
I know he's Batman, but you're trying to give Batman some credit. Superman directs a nuke into. Yeah, a nuke.
Nuke. I mean, we know Batman like, apparently survived a nuclear blast himself at the end of Dark Knight Rises. So maybe it's not enough to say that, you know, Doomsday would survive. Because I remember there's a great Fantastic Four issue written by John Byrne where Galactus comes down. And like Thor is fighting him and Iron Man and all these guys. And they all team up to fight Galactus. And there's a shot of a Spider-Man. He's like sticking on the side of a building watching the fight. And like Daredevil swings over. And he's like, what are you doing? And he's basically like, he's like, just watching. He's like, there's nothing I could do. Like, these are the big guys. He's like, what am I going to do against Galactus? That's what Batman should be. He'd just be like, I'm just going to go home.
I'm just going to go home.
Like, I'm just going to like use my Batarang against Doomsday. Like, what's he going to do?
I'm going to throw some Batarangs at him. He's got bone spurs. So after you hit him with a nuke,
he gets more powerful. Which I don't know if they put that together, but even so, like, you shouldn't hit him with a grenade launcher because that'll just make him a little more powerful.
Don't ever do that. Whatever just happened, don't do it. And also, we got rid of Superman. All this was them just using cool images from other things completely out of context.
Yeah, we got Doomsday. Let's use it.
Also, Wonder Woman shows up.
There is an amusing part, I think, where Batman crashes right here and he gets, you know, Doomsday starts coming at him and he's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's funny.
A little humor injected into Batman. Not as good as my favorite oh shit of all time, which is
Indiana Jones and the Temple.
How do you know that?
Because that's the one. That's the best.
That's
one
incredible that you're thinking the exact movie, same thing that
in
I'm thinking.
All of movies.
Like if there's ever a time to say oh shit, it's when you're on a rope bridge and there's like guys coming at you from each side. You got
sides.
Nowhere to go.
That's the time to say oh shit. But what he doesn't. That's not
and
what
he says it
says
perfectly.
It. That's not what he says it. He says. He says that the guys are coming. With machetes. He has a machete.
Yeah.
And he says, doesn't he stop? And he says, he looks both ways and then he goes, Mogaram, he's like, I'm gonna drop him. He holds.
Yeah, let her go.
Let her go. Let them go.
And then she gives Molaram a look like, ah, he's got you. And he's like, drop them, Dr. Jones. They will be found.
You won't.
Ha, ha, ha. Kana.
And they start to close in.
It's a weird little jump cut.
And he realizes not only will...
He called his bluff.
Right. Now did he get his bluff called. Right. But these guys are coming for him. And they're pushing them out onto the bridge. So he's holding them off the bridge, if you remember.
That's a smart move by Molaram. He pushes them out onto the bridge.
Right, and then he puts it back on. He puts the bag back on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he just said it. I mean, it's a good appearance. Like, the one thing they kind of, this, you know, good ending here for Wonder Woman.
Entrance.
Entrance. But, I mean, the whole ending, the whole fight scene, she kind of comes up at a big spot.
Oh, yeah, the Wonder Woman moment is very neat.
And I like, you know, like he hits her and she has a little smile on her face because I guess she hasn't been in a battle in a while and stuff.
Sure. Well, also, though, there's a line where she says, I've fought things from, you know, not of this world.
Mm. Setting up the war.
Sure.
And they learned from the first movie, dude, like.
Wow, went down.
It's an abandoned city, you know, like they know from the first movie that people complain about.
It's like Rikers Island.
Yeah. So he's got his little grenade launcher there. He should have like a slingshot.
And this was a mistake because they threw it away only for her to go back and get it. It's basically fully antiquated.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. I got a grenade launcher. Hey, Batman.
I mean, maybe he thinks he's got like kryptonite in the grenade launcher.
He does. But the point is, it's like, hey, I got a grenade launcher. And he doesn't even say, look, let me get it close enough to do. They're just going to coordinate it without unsaid. But it's like, oh, you know, hey, Batman's like, I got a grenade launcher, guys. And they should look at Batman and go, did you not see that a nuke?
I still don't know.
A nuke hit Doomsday.
Shouldn't the half of Doomsday be like Lex Luthor's DNA or something?
Yeah.
I still don't know how that
He's
quite
half
works.
A human. I don't know. It's dumb.
We all Batman versus Superman versus logic.
He's not of the... And then the movie kicks into her, if you think about it...
Music.
Kicks into her music. What does that mean? It becomes her movie?
I don't know. I just picture them after seeing the behind-the-scenes.
And Batman ducks for cover.
Well, he's got no chance.
Yeah, but that's my point.
I just think of after seeing the behind the scenes and knowing that they're just in like
standing in
a small room surrounded by like, you know, Teamsters.
Yep.
With a green screen behind them. Like nothing's real.
It's all digital.
I mean, I guess most things, you know, I guess like. Well, I like to think Civil War, they were at least at a real airport at some point.
Not even his cape is digital. I mean, not even his cape is real.
Yeah, even Henry Cavill's cape.
So this just became, it might be Batman versus Superman, but it's Batman, it's Superman team up with Wonder Woman.
Well, what's funny is going into another bad movie, maybe we could do a podcast on that, is like you see in the Power, they're just destroying entire like buildings and nuclear bombs are going off and they're fighting and Wonder Woman's getting knocked around, Superman. And like, if let's say Superman and Wonder Woman would ever go rogue, I guess like Harley Quinn and Captain Boomerang would stop them, right? And like Deadshot would just like shoot them with a bullet.
Yep.
Like, doesn't make any sense. That's the whole premise of the Suicide Squad. Like, we need metahumans of our own to stop them. First of all, like, Harley Quinn's not a metahuman. And,
not at all.
And the guy with the rope isn't a metahuman. I know he gets taken out pretty early, but...
He can climb any structure.
Yeah. That's a superpower.
That's why he dies first.
Who dies first?
That's a podcast.
Oh, my God. I was thinking about that the other day.
Well, but not only should we do that as a podcast, but... I'm sorry. This moment. Not only should we do that as a podcast, we should really have fun with... Remember, that line was reused in... The Scorpion King.
Yeah, who dies first?
Yeah.
It's a badass line.
There's a lot of that, but there's a lot from that movie, if you remember.
Scorpion King 1, 2, 3, 4,
are there 5. More than, are there more than?
There's a lot of Scorpion Kings.
Are there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the first one with rocking it. And if you remember, a lot of it is lifted out of a very favorite B-movie fave of ours called... Sword and the Sorcerer, starring Lee
Horsley. You know, he pops up in a... He was in Django Unchained for like two lines, and he pops up again in a Hateful Eight. So it's good to see him getting some work.
It is, but it's really sad that, that movie was overlooked in the way that it was.
Batman, the Sword and the Sorcerer?
Wait, look. Batman cable guns himself out of...
Yeah, his thing is just he's got to run away. I don't blame him. I mean, he's out of his league.
He's way out of his league. He just threw a smoke bomb. Literally thought of throwing a smoke screening Doomsday would be a way to get around Doomsday.
Side story is I was watching The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe.
Great movie.
And Gil Gerard pops up at the end for 30 seconds.
He's like 800 years old.
Yeah, where'd he come from?
I don't think I even... Well, yeah. Anyway.
If he wasn't in the credits, I wouldn't have known that that was him.
Yeah, I don't think I recognize him. By the way, I think that Batman, if you have a spear, right?
Mm-hmm. Is it a lance?
Whatever. What it should have been... Batman actually driving it, you know?
Because that's the one thing that evens his playing field for Batman, is he has a Kryptonian spear. But I mean...
Well, because then he would have done something.
But much like the ending of Dark Knight Rises, Superman sacrifices himself to save Metropolis.
Wah-wah.
And that makes sense. He's a Christ. There's always a Christ figure.
Yep. Goodwill Hunting, there's a Christ figure.
There's always
a
Christ figure in every movie.
Also, why would... If you were Superman, just the logic of the thing, you don't want to sacrifice yourself. Also, why would he think going into that he'd automatically be sacrificing himself? It looks like he's going to win. He's going to succeed.
Yeah, he doesn't know he's going to get stabbed by...
Like, why would he? But apparently he does know.
Well, maybe and he's thinking Batman. The kryptonite will kill him. Like, long exposure to kryptonite.
I think the reason why they made Superman stab Doomsday is because, even though it's kryptonite... you got to be strong enough to pierce Doomsday's, and it makes sense. But with the Kryptonian gas thing, They just should have given it to Batman. I think that I think that Superman should have been holding Doomsday.
But maybe Batman already saved his mom.
How many
times can Batman save the day? Yeah.
The idea was it was a three-pronged attack, and I don't know. I just think that's He's impaled and he's still driving. There's so many problems with this movie. I don't even think any of this is usable. But you said that some people do agree.
Well, I hope we didn't waste three podcasts on Batman.
Well, the real question is this.
At least I talked on this one. Maybe you could edit out one or two of your rants and edit this in so people can hear my voice.
I will. So what do you think about the resolution of Batman versus Superman? Do you feel like there's any hope at the end of this, as far as resolution?
Well, I guess you could say that maybe Batman has seen like the world is changing. There's like superpowered people out there, and he sees that Superman sacrificed himself, and that now maybe he needs to take up the mantle, or he needs to come back because the world needs him, because there's like big supervillains out there, and the world needs Batman. Because like you said, sure, you got to have the Dark Knight Returns is like the end of the Batman story. But now they're kind of starting with that story. So like in the future, you need a reason for like old Batman to keep fighting.
Sure.
But now I guess he's seen, you know, he's like, I'll keep fighting for my friend sacrificed himself.
But also,
I think it's more like of my friend, I can only say this.
But in Star Trek, that was earned, and here, it was forced. Lois is crying over Superman, and that makes sense. They feel bad. Wonder Woman feels bad, and Batman should absolutely feel guilty. But I like the idea that Batman essentially is sensing that there's more to come. They should have set that up a little bit better. Maybe what we should do is watch the Justice League trailer. And the real question is, was this movie, I guess one way to talk about this is to ask, was this movie a response, a proper response to Man of Steel? Did they succeed on that front?
You mean a response like Man of Steel was ill-received?
And
so
yeah,
they
and kind of like dealing with some of what occurred. Was it a proper response? Like, obviously, I don't think that they did, but there's a couple of ideas there.
I mean, this could be like Man of Steel 2.
Well, but it's not going to be. The other thing is this: Clark Kent's dead. So now, when he comes back, who's coming back?
That's a good question. His obituaries in the paper and everything.
He's
like,
not. He's not ever going to be Clark Kent. That's a flaw. It's a flaw.
I guess I had to explain why he's not around anymore.
But they don't. Because what they did in the Superman, in the death of Superman, was in the Doomsday big battle, there are toppled buildings. And then when Superman came back and everything was fine, they were excavating people from buildings, and they basically implied that Clark Kent was buried under a building.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know why he would have been. I guess he would have been killed, like, covering the story? Because why would he be on that little island? There were no humans on there, supposedly.
That was just all of this. How big is that?
Flaw.
Flaw.
Throw on the Justice League trailer. See how.
I'm gonna throw on the Justice League trailer, and we're gonna watch it, and then. Also, why are we getting bagpipes? Why bagpipes?
I like bagpipes at my funeral.
Yeah, listen.
And they always play Amazing Grace.
You know
they did it for Spock.
That's why. That's why.
But that's because Scotty was on there playing the bagpipes.
I know, but that's why. Because they're not original. Remember I mentioned the Alba Varden.
Alba Varden. Right. It's a ship, not a woman.
From Lethal Weapon 2.
Wasn't that the name this of Hitler's girlfriend?
No, that's Abra Vrog. Ava
Braun, man.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Here's another. That's going to be another future podcast for real. A lot of movies are being turned into television shows.
Uh-huh. Yeah, reboots, remakes, movie to TV, TV to movie.
Yeah, I think we got to do that's a legit podcast. And isn't Lois Lane going, what's Bruce Wayne doing at this?
Yeah. What's he doing over there?
I do, I like that they're trying to do, essentially, they tried to do a smash cut Christopher Nolan ending, and the only one of the few things I really liked about Man of Steel, there's two things I like. I really liked the music, I liked the trailer, so this is two, and then I had three. What I really like is that ending in Man of Steel where she says to him, welcome to the planet, and she's saying to the daily, it's like he's coming to the Daily Planet as Clark Kent. She says, hi, Clark. Welcome to the planet. And he goes, thanks, Lois. And it's a great little moment. And then and he smiles. He does the kind of a perfect Clark Superman smile. And he smiles in the camera. And it cuts to Superman Begins. But it's a good little moment. This with the hovering dirt. You know?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think of that?
Well, like, it gives you hope, obviously. Not that anybody thinks Superman's really dead, but that's how they should have ended Dark Knight Rises. Leave it up to your imagination. Like, is he still alive? Is he not? I guess there's really doubt.
Right. The question is, was this the Inception ending? Because in the Inception ending, it cuts just before you see. And so this is clearly...
Well, Christopher Nolan says there's definitely an ending to Inception. He won't say what it is.
But he doesn't say what it is, right?
See, she kind of recruits him, so that's how Batman also... He sees that he's necessary. And I'm not sure why. Do they usually shave your head when you go to prison?
Nope.
I'm wondering about that. Maybe give you a haircut, but don't shave your head. Unless they're going to, like, electrocute you.
All of this is dumb.
Dumb. How does he get into the cell?
It's dumb.
Flaw.
It's dumb. And then Batman shows up, and he's got the branding, and why is he branding people? That's just, ugh.
It's and a weird little fetish he's got, branding people.
But also, why? He never should have been a brander. It should have been...
Bad.
Very bad. And he giggles and it's a mess.
Where's the trailer?
I'm gonna
Is
load
it on
up,
here?
I'm going to load up the trailer on here. No, actually, it wasn't out yet.
You think we'll be doing another 5 podcasts on the Justice League movie after it comes out?
Maybe. The bell will not be unrung. You can't unring it. My nose is running. Just ignore this. It's okay.
I'm ignoring it.
Please. Like, this is supposed to be poignant. I feel like it kind of falls flat. We're letting it run. We're watching the ending of Batman v Superman.
It's been ending for the last 15 minutes.
The seven endings. She goes ashes to ashes and throws it down. She shows that she's putting on the engagement ring that she was never given. It's all touching. And
maybe it's a way to get boring. Out of... It's an elaborate ruse to get out of marrying Amy Adams.
That's what I think. I think that's exactly what... I think that's...
That's the doomsday right there.
I think that's exactly why his dad let himself die. In the first movie. Say, I don't want to be married to your mom anymore. There's a little bit of wind that took it.
Yeah.
That's it. Seriously, George Kirk in Star Trek, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways to look at that, but one of them is... She's like, George, why are you... He's like, it's okay, honey. He didn't want to be a dad. Maybe he didn't want to be a father. Maybe he didn't want to be married. So he's like, he takes this sacrificial job because he just wants to get the hell out of there. I don't know. It's a little morbid. You got to go home. Jesus, it's late.
It's late.
I have to get up early in the morning myself. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch the Justice League trailer. Talk about this and then go.
Awful.
Moments. Like Thor. So if he wasn't like that, he would have killed that poor kid. Right?
He's giving up the fact that he's Batman. I guess he was going to do that anyway. But...
That's the best part of this movie. That's it.
Can I keep this?
I heard about you. Didn't think you were real. I'm real when it's useful. Thank you.
That's a dumb line. Everything's dumb, dumb about it. So what do you think about that? And does okay, so we just watched the Justice League trailer just as anything to kind of get to maybe wash
cleanse our palate.
To cleanse our palate and wash the bad taste out of Batman versus Superman. Does it give you hope?
Well, it looks a little lighter.
You need to
more lighthearted.
Talking to the mic.
You always say that, but I'm just as close to the mic as you are.
Yeah, but I'm up. I'm eating the mic. Go ahead.
But sometimes you talk when you're back here like this.
I know.
In the middle of your rants.
I know. Because I'm talking loudly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The looks more lighthearted. Like they tried to lighten up Batman a little bit, giving him some jokey lines, because I guess they realized that Batman v Superman was so dark. Like maybe it'll be a little actually lighter color wise as well.
Sure.
Like it won't all be at night. Don't see much of Cyborg in the trailer.
Sure. But I mean, what do you think it was any, does it give you hope? Are you looking forward to it other than the obligatory, like, oh, we got to give it a watch because whatever. Do you think like, oh, okay. You know, this is supposed to Justice League.
Yeah, I won't really
like the DC version of the Avengers.
The one thing I don't see is I don't know like who they're fighting or what they're fighting. There's no villain. I mean, it looks interesting because there's like new people. Like I've never seen The Flash. I've never seen Cyborg. Barely saw Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw Aquaman. So at least like we'll be seeing new faces.
Right.
But
so we get a very
a little bit like I'm looking forward to it, but it's not like so excited about it.
Right. And we get a very little bit of Aquaman. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We get a glimpse or two of Wonder Woman, her talking to Batman. We get a very brief glimpse of Cyborg, and we know that we're going to get Superman, but we don't actually see him.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we don't know who they're fighting. They didn't set up any of that. What's the point? What's the purpose? Is he just building a team? In that trailer, the only thing that actually is exciting to me is the kid who plays the Flash. Not the kid Flash, but the kid who plays the Flash. I like the actor. I forgot his name right off the top of my head, but I like him. And he plays him with this light, fun tone, and it's great. And one of the things that's great about it is he does an almost with using things that we know, which has been done on screen. He plays him as if he's like mashing up Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and Tony Stark, but with speed powers. He literally is like fun and kind of arrogant and kind of like fun, right? He's light. It's fun. And yet, it still feels like something that we haven't seen, and we definitely haven't seen it in this all super serious world. And so, showing Ben Affleck say like, "Oh, yeah, here you can talk to fish," like that doesn't do it. You know, it seems forced after Batman versus Superman and all this other stuff. You know, I hear there's a man who comes to see the king tide. I really need to speak to this man. All of that is like heavy-handed. So to finally have someone who has powers and isn't afraid or ashamed or like, it's like, this is really cool. Yeah. You know why? Because it is cool.
Yeah.
It's fun.
A little optimism.
Yeah. Thank you. And I just think it's dumb that he's in a plated armor. Like, he doesn't need to be. He doesn't need to be. Why is he wearing armor as the Flash? But whatever. He's like, I'm going to try to talk you into... That was clever to have them say, hold it right there. I'm ready.
At hello.
Exactly. I'm ready to be involved because I need friends. like that's funny.
Yeah, I think they got the trailer out probably as early as they could before they filmed most of the movie. That's probably why we don't see the villain, don't see any like action
sure.
scenes. Cause it's just
because
like,
it's
we
all
need the fans.
Digital and they haven't finished it.
We need the fans to give them something to be happy about after Batman.
Because this
Superman.
Movie was so bad. But anyway... anything else about Justice League? That trailer, I mean, does that teaser trailer do anything.
I keep thinking that the next one's going to be good. Like, I didn't really like Man of Steel that much.
Yeah.
But it didn't, like, make me think that Batman vs. Superman was going to be awful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess you don't have, like, high hopes. Not like the Marvel movies. Like, I give them the benefit of the doubt, so I assume the next one's going to be good. But
yeah.
I guess I really don't have much interest in any, like, this standalone Aquaman movie, or the standalone Wonder Woman doesn't interest me that much. Or
The standalone Wonder Woman does, because I'm liking Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
But it's Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot.
Sounds like you're speaking like a Klingon or something.
Gal Gadot. But I know I want to see the Wonder Woman movie, which I think comes out in June or something like this summer, and then this Justice League. But I'm the Flash. Seems like it'll be cool.
Yeah, it seems like you need. We're getting so inundated. We need more and more. Like the Thor movie now is going to have like the Hulk in it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You can't just have like. Could it just be the Flash in his own movie? Like, it's got to be somebody's got a guest star. Even like Suicide Squad, he got to throw Batman in there for a few scenes.
Flash was in it for a second.
You know, yeah, just like you got to.
It also
we
shows,
need more and more.
But it also shows how dumb it is to have Captain Boomerang as the Flash as a Flash villain, because the Flash just grabs him basically.
It's like, the Flash is another guy who should just be able to capture anybody within ever. 2 seconds. Like on the TV show, he stands and he'll like run up to the guy and stop and like talk to him.
Yeah. Just grab him.
Yeah, like before he knows it, he'd be in prison. He'd just be like closing the cell door. And he'd be like, how did I get here?
What's the fight? Flaw.
Yeah, I'll see it.
Anyway. Yeah, no, a friend of mine said to me today, he's like, you know, another Flash villain has the super, the speed force. It's just kind of boring. And I said, well, yeah, but you kind of need to have the Speed Force.
There's about seven speedsters on the Flash.
But the problem, though, is you need him to have the Speed Force, because what else do you got? And he says, well, you know, what about this guy? What about that guy? What about Grodd, right? Grodd or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, he figures out ways to slow him down. Nah, it's dumb. Ultimately, you can't. And if the Flash can move at 1/10 of the speed that they push him to, he needs to fight somebody who's fast. But anyway, Justice League, it's, you know, I think it looks okay. I think it, you know.
It looks more interesting than it has a right to after Batman vs. Superman.
True.
You know what I'm saying? After seeing that movie, you might want to swear off all DC movies, but it's like, I'll give them another chance.
Yeah, sure. And I think like one clever, you know, there's the trailer shows a couple of clever moments, like Wonder Woman kind of asking Batman, you know, Wonder Woman asking Bruce Wayne, so, or, you know, what do you got? Did you get any, essentially, did you ask these guys to join up? And Batman kind of reluctantly saying, yeah, nobody wants to be on our team.
Yeah.
And that's kind of funny. And then, you know, the humor of the Flash saying like, hey, you know, yeah, I want to be involved. That's funny. And you see him move fast. And he's like, I feel like that's an oversimplification. It's like, yeah, I'm into it. That's fun. But I think another really good favorite of mine is to show Cyborg, who is utterly outrageous to look at. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And him kind of turning to Batman and saying, I heard you were real or something like that, or I thought you weren't real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's funny and it's weird because Batman kind of looks at him and the look is like implying like, I heard you weren't real.
Mm-hmm.
Like here's this weird mesh of a man and a robot telling me he doesn't think I'm real.
Yeah.
Like that's a great little moment. And Batman's response, of course, is still like, oh, you know, I'm real when I need to be, which is fun. But I enjoyed that little flare, that one little flash. But you know, like Batman versus Superman, I want to like this. I want it to be good, but I almost don't see how. With the Justice League, I almost don't see how. But I want to like
it. Creative team behind Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah,
From the people who brought you Batman vs. Superman. I wonder if they probably will leave that out. Most trailers like to say that, like from the people who brought you.
Right.
You know, we're Spider-Man not gonna, or something. It's like,
they're going to say from the team that brought you Argo and
yeah.
What's the movie?
Writer of Argo and the director of the kitchen sink or something. Yeah.
Well, no, I called it kitchen sink though. Well, what is it? The one Sucker Punch from the director of Sucker Punch.
Terrible.
But anyway, I just thought to, like you said, to cleanse the palate, to give it a, you know, maybe a somewhat positive send off. The very end was good of Batman versus Superman with the little thing. The very end with the dirt, and I think
literally the last second of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And I do like the Justice League trailer somewhat in the sense that yeah, okay, let's. I want to hope that it's good. I hope that it's good, and I want it to be good. And you know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer and end on a bad note. So on that note,
good night.
Go home, Vic. And thank you for listening.